Morning, Dr. Schneier, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Rebecca Davis. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 9-6-22, Mrs. Davis performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 2/23/22, there's been no significant change period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. A paragraph impression moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on patient Diane Foster. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 9-6-22, Mrs. Foster performed a six-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. The room air saturation was 96% period. After walking 247 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95% period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Delmer Gahn, G-A-H-N. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 9-6-22, Mr. Gahn performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction period. There was a poor effort after bronchodilators period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Ellen, compared to a study dated 3/1/22, there's been no change. Thank you.